Hello, and welcome to Life is Like a Detective Novel, where I discuss how the human mind has a natural desire to solve the mystery of life. My name is Bailey Alexander, and through my stories and interviews in my latest book, called Personal Legends of Piemonte, we discover how 12 Northern Italians fulfilled their destiny by letting life unfold, or simply celebrating the treasure beneath their feet, and often by rearranging the details until the product is perfect. And Piemonte produces so very many of Italy's finest products. I lived in Piemonte for 7 years, and eventually it began to feel like a pilgrimage, not necessarily one in search of penance or a blessing. It became known that I was there to learn some very key life lessons, one that I could take to my home here on Lake Garda in northern Italy. Piemonte is located in the northwest region of Italy, nestled up against the French, Swiss, and Italian Alps. The Piemontese are formed by the mountains. They're tough and industrious, and they're also worth reading about. It's a pristine place, and I used to think it was the secret that needed to be told, but it would appear the secret is getting out. Other books, films have recently come out. In mine, called Personal Legends of Piemonte, I interview wine and cheesemakers, herbalists, a famous chef, a bar owner, a teacher, a bureaucrat, and a car mechanic named Luigi. Today we meet Chef Piera. She's famous far beyond Piemonte for her dishes based on peasant recipes, in particular, agnolotti. And they still serve it on a napkin. I've had it served that way at a restaurant called Madonna della Neve in the town of Cesole. If you've been following this podcast, Cesole has become a familiar town. So hey, let's go to chapter 8, and I introduce each interview with a story. This one is called The Goddess. Would you like to know why I admire Chef Piera as much as I do? I'll tell you why. I had to sail across the Atlantic and cross the entire length of the European continent to find my bliss. She didn't have to move a mile. To me, she is the goddess. Here in Cesole, she is known as Chef Piera and oversees a restaurant called Madonna della Neve. Initially, it began as a country inn, created by her family, Cirio, in 1952. Today, it's a prime destination for local gastronomy. She is not only a goddess and a personal legend, having fulfilled her destiny. Chef Piera is famous. Madonna della Neve is known far beyond the borders of Piemonte. To contrast our lives feels inevitable. I sense self-knowledge lurking right around the corner, and it's paramount I listen, especially when it's so loud. She reminds me of my mother. One continent and several cultural realities separated them at birth, and yet each is serene. My mother could have been a snob, but didn't have it in her. The goddess, a portrait of a lady in another time and place, effortlessly turns her back as well. Throughout our interview, she appears like a muse. She's the antithesis of one of those TV chefs seen in a modern-day cooking show. Hyper-competitive, where everything happens fast. As much as conflict and drama are critical for reality TV, detail and technique are absent, along with the joy of cooking. While here at Madonna della Neve, this place is simply a reflection of her personality. Over decades, and at this moment, the goddess puts me in a contemplative mood and captivates with a calm attitude. We share the desire to cook from first principles, but that's probably all we have in common. For instance, I need to apply Shiseido cream on my face every night, whereas the goddess has no need. She just glows. A soft white cap of curly hair sits on top of her face. It's fine. And this is combined with an evasive manner. If my feet can't find the brake pedal, the goddess has two speeds, slow motion and perfectly still. Chef Piera didn't share the same advantages I had while growing up. I'm sure she doesn't mind. There is no need to please. Her parents didn't drive her to various extracurricular activities to keep her socially and mentally engaged. I doubt she was driven anywhere as a child, but she did walk in the mud to go dancing. Without any sign of complaint, she shares this memory with a smile. Even as a child, she was mostly content. She tells us her family sold lambs in the spring and silkworms in summer. The meaning of life was never discussed. In fact, when she married, she didn't even know how to cook. The art of her journey was to merely let life unfold. Her son walks over to our table, letting her know another journalist is on the phone and wishes to schedule an interview. She nods, she'll be available later in the day, and answers another question in the same breath. Apparently, the journalist was calling from New York, and our interview takes place during the pandemic. Too bad. They can't experience what I can, the factory in the back room. This is where the magic is made, where a group of ladies collaborate and create agnolotti. If you prefer, you can order this pasta served on a soft, white linen napkin. It carries tradition without weight. You'll find a spectacularly diverse offering on the menu. Yet agnolotti, this is known far and wide. It would be redundant to suggest she's wise. I watch her family gravitate to her out of affection. Calculation isn't part of her equation. She is a tempest-proof pavilion. Animation isn't overt in her character. I doubt she even knows how to seek attention. A family-run restaurant gives her plenty of purpose, so there's little fuss and even less friction on display. I try to imagine Chef Pierre reading a self-help book or seeing a shrink if depressed, but the image evaporates immediately. She shows up each day and converts Madonna della Neve into a place to which people and pilgrims like me navigate their way across a couple of towns or several borders to taste the Chiario family specialties. Seated around a table, we're surrounded by windows that are currently being cleaned. The panoramic view of the vineyards provides a new painting for patrons every day. The main room is enormous, with tables to accommodate large parties, as well as any couple in search of an intimate dinner for two. Maddalena asks the questions in Italian and types away on her computer. I simply watch. At first glance, the goddess appears oblivious to phones ringing, items discussed at the front desk. Under closer inspection, she's aware of everything underneath her roof, as well as the cultivation that takes place outside these walls. Practically everything is produced on their land. Vegetables are grown in the garden, and fruit is picked in the orchards outside the windows. Cortimilia is located nearby, and the hazelnuts grown here are considered so precious that the Swiss come here to gather this special ingredient for their chocolate. Rabbits and guinea fowl are raised in the Bormida Valley. The Robbiola cheese mentioned in the previous tale is made just up the hill in Roccavarano. The enchantment happens in a small room attached to the kitchen. I walk inside and see a group of busy women, both young and old. Italians love to live and work and talk in close proximity. I watch as they mix the ingredients, creating long lines of pasta, filling each one, preparing each stage by hand, half a dozen ladies preparing happiness on top of four long tables. The room smells heavenly, and each has a specific task. Chef Pierre joins the group, casually finding a spot in the process so I can take a picture, doing what she's been doing for a lifetime. Clearly, her story is unadorned. Madonna della Neve is well known, but it's not a tale about celebrity. Fame was never on the bucket list. If many consider her a legend, she doesn't. Her heritage is celebrated with recipes based on peasant life. Italians use so few ingredients. Their philosophy is to savor each one. Simple and immensely complicated. I've tried. Takes patience to learn how to execute the same way daily. When COVID came along, I was operating out of fear and assumed the worst. When the interview concluded, it occurred to me that fear did not motivate this woman. COVID inspired wayward family members to find their way back home, where there is no chaos or competition, just a small factory full of dreams. Yes, I see the chef and the nonna and truly admire the goddess. So, hey, thank you so much for stopping by for a listen. And I have a book signing for Personal Legends of Piemonte in Rome in the Eternal City on April 10th at the Almost Corner Bookshop. And the book is in both English and Italian. The first half is in English, the second in Italian. So if you're getting ready to visit Italy, you can brush up on your Italian. And additional information can be found on my website at baileyalexander.com. So, hey, ciao for now. Arrivederci.